Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. Top five Democratic candidates for mayor on the debate stage last night got pretty raucous at times. Our Samantha Liebman recaps it all for us this morning. Sam?
After the big topic of the day was addressed, where Eric Adams resides, the debate went into issues like public safety, with Andrew Yang reiterating his call to recruit more police.
We need a 21st century police force that reflects the incredible diversity of our city. We should be recruiting very aggressively and ambitiously among Black and Latino communities, Muslim, Asian, Jewish, women.
The candidates were also asked how they'd work with Governor Cuomo in the wake of a rocky relationship with Mayor de Blasio. Scott Stringer says the relationship has to be reset.
Mayor de Blasio played checkers with Andrew Cuomo when he should have been playing chess. And the reality is we need to reset the Albany relationship between the mayor and the governor.
As to the question of taking guns from police, most candidates said they wouldn't. Catherine Garcia talked of her plan to buy back guns.
My focus is making sure that we get guns out of the hands of criminals so we don't lose any more children.
Maya Wiley said, however, she was unprepared to make a decision on taking guns from cops during a debate. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins in Midtown.
Let's check in with Hank Scheinkopf, political analyst on the candidate's statements on gun violence. Spoke with our Juliet Papa live here on 1010 Wins about where we go from here and what's happening.
The shooting last week in Edgemere of that young child, disgraceful, despicable, and awful. That's the thing that's going to turn this race on its ear. Why? Adams is the guy who's talked about crime clearly. Trying to take that away from him is very difficult for Yang. That's why he went after him on crime record. And for Maya Wiley to try to say, well, there's other ways to take care of the problem, is just not going to work.
And head to our website to hear the entire debate. Check out our debate analysis. Stay with 1010 Wins and 1010wins.com for our complete primary coverage. Let's talk about the controller's race. Frontrunner Corey Johnson, the target of most of the attacks by his opponents in the first official New York City controller debate. It was hosted by New York One over Zoom last night, so they did that virtually. Candidates like Michelle Caruso Cabrera claiming Johnson has done a poor job as city council speaker. But Johnson defended his work, saying the city budget's always worked out just fine during tough times. Caruso Cabrera, journalist formerly at CNBC for many years, switched from Republican to Democrat in 2015, and Johnson questioned that. Now, there are eight candidates in all for controller, among those taking part, Brad Lander and David Weprin as well. Gunfire in the Bronx last night. A man shot in the back and shoulder on East 172nd Street in the Parkchester section. EMS rushing him over to Jacoby, where he did pass away. He's identified as 18-year-old Amin Johnson of the Bronx so far. No arrests or what this was about. Four people seriously wounded. This was a drive-by shooting in Yonkers about 4:15 yesterday afternoon, happening at Oak and Elm Streets, believed to be gang-related, according to police. Now, Mayor Mike Spano here on Pix 11 saying it's residents who are obeying the law that often, sadly, are the ones who are getting shot.
It's the law-abiding citizens who live in this street, 99% of them, who, frankly, can't leave their home because there's a body count. There's a body count on Elm Street of those who've been shot.
Now, about 2 months ago, right down the block from this, a six-year-old boy was shot in the chest. Now, Spano, who's a Democrat, says he's fed up with bail reform laws passed in Albany last year, which law enforcement says have made it impossible to keep many criminals off of the streets. Cops here in Manhattan, in fact, the 13th Precinct, are busy investigating an attack against an Asian man. This has happened again, this time at 26th and Broadway. It took place on May 22nd. Police say the suspect walked up and slugged the 48-year-old man in the head. made several anti-Asian slurs, and then took off. But the NYPD now has found some new surveillance video. They have just released it, and we will put it up at 1010winds.com this morning. Now, as Albany lawmakers wrap up their session last night, a major move regarding parole, part of the Less is More Act, New Yorkers will now avoid jail time for nonviolent parole violations. The Assembly also passing a bill to end the arrest and prosecution of children under the age of 12, except in homicide cases. That's already passed the Senate. Now, Governor Cuomo will have 10 days to sign these into law once they do get to his desk. With passage by the state Senate in Albany last night, Sammy's Law is now a step closer to passage. Assembly's going to take that up next. It would allow New York City to lower speed limits to 20 miles an hour citywide and as low as 5 miles an hour on streets with the calming measures that are put in place for traffic, like when they have the open streets program. The measure is named after Samuel Cohen Eckstein, a 12-year-old who was killed by a driver. This was in Prospect Park West back in 2013. Now, why is this happening? Well, as of June 1st, just a couple of weeks ago, there were 99 traffic-related deaths reported across the city. That's the highest number of street fatalities in any five-month period since 2013, when the Vision Zero program was then launched the year following that. Cops in Brooklyn still trying to find a carjacker who not only stole a Honda Civic from a 73-year-old woman last weekend, but her therapy dog that was inside. It happened about 1 p.m. Sunday on Mill Avenue. The 73-year-old was pulled from the car with 9-year-old poodle named Luna inside. The car was found abandoned in Williamsburg on Wednesday, but still no sign of Luna. Now, Luna was last seen wearing a solid red harness with tags, is said to be friendly and quiet. There is a reward now being offered to help find Luna. Anybody with information has to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline. Of course, that is 1-800-577-TIPS. The first place Mets back home at Citi Field tonight, and for the first time in a long time, nearly full capacity. Here's our Mark Renee. Mark?
Yeah, Glenn, just as Governor Cuomo announced early last week, attendance increases to 90% capacity for fans who've been vaccinated. That means 32,500, including only 3,000 who haven't gotten the vaccine, can show up starting with this evening's series opener against the Padres. And first baseman Pete Alonso says it's going to be fun.
I hope they absolutely make the stadium shake. I mean, when we score a run, if someone gets a big hit or if someone on a gets a big strikeout, I hope that we feel the ground shaking. I can't wait for everybody to get rowdy, make some noise, and make their presence felt.
And adding to the atmosphere, Jacob DeGrom will be on the mound looking for his first win at home in over a month. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
So Jeffrey Toobin's back at CNN 8 months after exposing himself during a Zoom call with colleagues. That was at the New Yorker magazine. Now, Toobin was interviewed by anchor Allison Camerota on CNN about the incident.
Obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much, and it was something that was inexplicable to me. I think one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense. I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
Now, going forward, Toobin will be back on CNN regularly in his chief legal analyst role, although he was fired from his job at The New Yorker.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.